You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Homes.com knows having the right agent can make or break your home search. That's why they provide home shoppers with an agent directory that gives you a detailed look at each agent's experience, like the number of closed sales in a specific neighborhood, average price range, and more. It lets you easily connect with all the agents in the area you're searching, so you can find the right agent with the right experience and ultimately the right home for you. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-lunch pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
All I ever wanted was a little love. I want true romance, it's true.
Hello and welcome to True Romance. This is Carolina Barlow.
And this is Devin Leary.
Happy New Year to our listeners and to you, Devin.
Happy New Year.
Obviously, we're thrilled for the new year, as you can hear. I actually am very excited because I would like to close the door in 2023. I would also like to close the door on 2022 and 2021 and 2020 and actually 2019, 2018 as well. I would just like to close the door to a few years that feel like they have lasted forever.
Actually wrote about this on my Substack. If anyone wants to read, it's for
Here Comes the Plug.
The number for the THE drama, DRAMA, for the drama.substack.com, which is that I like spent a lot of this year being like, cannot wait for this year to be over. This year sucks, just because of like the basic facts of like my New Year's post this time last year was like, I'm so grateful for 2022 because I met my boyfriend at so-and-so and then like got dumped, then my cat got sick, then got back together, broke up again, then all the friggin shit,
all the joys of a post-breakup.
But at the same time, I've had a realization that like for me, I feel like the year designations kind of mean nothing, because it's like, okay, yes, this was a really hard year. At the same time, I started EMDR. I had like a total breakthrough this year that I've like never had before. As much as I felt like I've always been like really self-searching, I've always been like trying to better myself, I honestly have never loved myself and made that breakthrough until this year. So this is the year I learned how to really like have self-esteem and care for myself. And that's like so priceless that I can't really say like, fuck 2023. Also, I got my cats. Also, like, I started going to school again. Like, a lot of cool stuff happened this year, as much as it sucked. So I'm also like, 2024 is probably going to suck sometimes. And it's also probably going to have some cool stuff. So I'm trying to think of it like, for myself, like, I really want to work out more. I really want to like cook for myself more. And I should do that any damn day of the week.
This is a healthy perspective to have. And something I was thinking about before we were recording was like, what am I proud of for 2023? Because my sort of habit is to be like, fuck that. Fuck the past. I'm so resentful at everything that's happened to me for the past 5 years. And, you know, maybe 34. And I started driving this year, like something I never thought I was going to do again. And I started, like you said, I started exploring an EMDR, like what would it mean for me to truly love myself without condition? Not 30 pounds lighter, not without scars, not like, what would it mean to truly love myself? And that's something I'm definitely not at breakthrough point yet, but that's something that me and my therapist talk about a lot. And I'm proud of facing fears this past year, because that can open the door to more fears that I feel like are impossible to face.
Mm. Yeah, I feel that.
But speaking of the new year, we would like to read our ins and outs. A lot of people have been posting these. Some of them have been sincere. Some of them have been jokes. Mine are sincere. I actually had a really fun time making this list.
Wait, it's ins and outs for dating though, right?
Yes, for dating.
Okay. Not just regular ins and outs.
Ins and outs, like outs, drinking water, ins, drinking soda. I'm not doing that. I'm definitely just talking about, for the most part, love. Love.
Love.
L-U-F-F. Okay. I will start with one of mine.
Okay. One of your ins?
I'll do an in and an out.
Sure. Go ahead.
So ins would be the standouts on Hinge. I just found out about standouts. It is my favorite new dating app, basically. Like, Hinge sucks, whatever. They're all terrible. But standouts on Hinge are basically when they pull, like, probably the most liked guys. Or, like, they pull, like, five hot guys for you to send roses to. And I just love actually seeing hot guys that are, like, I just like it. It's just so, it's such a relief from seeing fucking, no offense to all humans out there, but like bozo after bozo after bozo, like no, just constantly swiping left, to actually seeing cute guys is such a relief and so nice that I find myself buying these roses, like, you know, I'm at the fucking farmer's market, and sending them out. And that is my in. My out?
Wait, can I just say one thing?
Yes, of course.
This isn't to burst your bubble, but it's not just hot guys. The standouts are the people that are most compatible, Hinge thinks, for you.
Yeah, and I love them. I love each guy they show me, and I don't care that I haven't gotten a like back from them. I just like seeing them because they're so much better than the usual lot.
Okay.
So I recommend everyone check out standouts on Hinge. It's basically my new favorite dating app, and that is what I think is in for 2024. What is out is Raya. I'm done. What a waste of time and fucking money. $20 a month? Are you fucking kidding me?
That's insane.
No, I haven't matched with like Pete Davidson. And let's like be honest by why we're all on there. We think we're going to match with some like high profile person. It is so meaningless. It's like, it's for our worst instincts, I believe. And there are so many horrible people on there. Like, just, they look like AI creations of like fashion and crypto. And I live in Switzerland. I am just so over it. I think it's a horrible dating app. I tried to delete it, but basically my account expires in like 10 days and I could not wait for it to be gone.
Be gone.
And that is one of my ins and my outs.
Love it. Okay, so my first in is, for dates, coffee or ice cream. The reason is, first of all, as someone actually said to me on a first date recently at a coffee shop, like, it doesn't really make sense to, I mean, I don't drink anyway, but it doesn't really make sense to, like, have your first date be doing something where you're losing touch with your best intentions. Like, if people are drinking or whatever, even just like being in a bar, it's kind of like an environment of like, I'm trying to like escape it all. It's like, you shouldn't be escaping when you're trying to get to know someone. You should be present. And this is speaking for myself. It's like really important for me to be present and in my body and feeling my feelings when I'm meeting someone romantically. So first of all, that. Second of all, the key thing with coffee and ice cream is to go. Both of these items can be taken to go. I usually now, like, unless it's like someone that I have a pretty good sense about, like, I don't even order anything when I first get to the date, in case, as has happened to me, after 10 minutes, I have to be like, you know what, I have to go, or like, I don't feel well or something. Like, that means you don't have any responsibility to stay. But even if you go to a bar, like, if you don't order something and the other person gets a drink, then you're like, oh, so now I have to, like, wait for them to finish their drink. No. Coffee or ice cream, cardboard containers, if it sucks or if you have to pretend you're sick or if you have to pretend something happened, just, oh, I got to go and I guess I'll be taking this on the go.
And then guess what? You have ice cream.
And guess what? You have ice cream
or coffee, my favorite thing of all time.
A mochaccino. Okay. My out, my first out is bars. As I said, I already kind of explained this. Bar dates are stupid. Also, like, I feel like everyone kind of knows when you walk into a bar and, like, you sort of half hug someone and say, like, hi, how are you? Everyone knows what you're doing. Everyone knows you're on a first date. They're all, like, getting off work. They have nothing better to do than fucking listen and judge the fact that you're on a first date. Don't do that. It's dark. You can't hear. You're screaming over each other. And it's not viable. Also, like, the tabs thing is confusing. It's like, who's opening a tab? Whatever. Just, no, just get your coffee, get your ice cream. It's fine.
I completely agree. I have had first dates in bars and it just felt kind of pointless. One of my ins, speaking of dating apps and meeting up with people, my ins for 2024, texting immediately to meet up. Let's not waste time texting when we do not, or messaging on Hinge, when we do not have anything to say to each other because we simply do not know each other. Let's get this out of the way. We're both going to be completely normal and hopefully not weird via text. And so if we like each other, let's just meet up in person. I don't have time to waste and I'm done with, like, okay, what do you do? What do you do? Let's just meet up in person and see if there's chemistry here. My out would be asking someone how it's going.
Mm.
I do not want to have conversations where I'm not going to tell you, like, actually work has been crazy and I'm having sort of like an existential crisis about life. Like, we're just not going to be honest with each other about mm-hmm. how it's going. So mm-hmm. let's, again, just meet up, meet in person and, you know, see if we have that je ne sais quoi, that feeling when you meet someone and you're immediately either like, no, not this person, or you're like, wait, this could be really cool.
Okay. Interesting, because my next are connected to that. And I will say that my next in and out is founded on a sort of 3 to 5 day rule. For me personally, I've done a couple of just immediately going on a date before, like, chatting a little bit. And then I'm kind of like, I've had the experience of being like, oh, this person, like, I would have saved a lot of time by, like, realizing that this person isn't actually interested. You know what I mean? Like, I've, like, gotten all the way to the date after work. I'm tired. And I'm like, oh, if I had chatted with this person more, I feel like I would have realized they're kind of boring. So I like to chat with someone a little bit. 3 to 5 days, few messages here and there. But something that became really interesting over the holidays, as I was both on the apps and, like, chatting with people that I have, like, met off the apps but haven't actually gone on a date with yet. And this is the thing. Why am I, like, I actually witnessed going from, like, oh, and, like, what are your holiday plans? Okay, we just started chatting. Sure, that's, like, a fine question. If we're getting to the point where then you're saying, and what are your New Year's plans? Why haven't we made a date yet? I don't need to tell you what my New Year's plans are. Why are we still talking? It's a second holiday already now. So it's like, I don't want to keep telling you, oh, and how is it's like, my in is acknowledging we are basically strangers. So chatting can only go a certain amount. Like, we're not going to be able to really even, like, once you're saying, oh, I'm home with my family. Okay, well, I don't know your family. We don't actually know each other. So that isn't really fun for me to talk about. And acknowledging, like, the chatting is interesting as a vetting period. But once it goes beyond that, I want to know what we're doing. There needs to be, like, a deadline. Like, I don't really want to be aimlessly telling a stranger out in the world doing God knows what, how my holidays were. Right. So my out is chatting for more than 3 days / to the point where it gets to, like, personal questions about, like, I don't know, like, I feel like over the holidays too, it was like this one guy I was chatting with. It's like, oh, how was your Christmas? And we both started being like, oh, it's, like, stressful. But we're not going to really tell each other why, because we don't know each other. And the reason is because of interpersonal familial things that are way too complex. Like, once it gets to that point, just there needs to be a plan made. And if you don't make a plan, I actually posted like one of the most stunning photos of myself I've ever taken in a bathroom mirror last night. And I felt like I'm putting this post out onto Instagram to show you people that have let this amorphous chatting go on for way too long. Now you see, you could have been on a date with someone this stunning by now, but because of your own problems, you're not. And that's sad.
That is sad. And I have had an experience too where you are doing really well via chat until you meet in person.
Yeah.
And obviously, like, we all have. But I mean that, like, oh my God, you're making me laugh. I'm making you laugh. And you're putting so much energy. And it's like, sorry, I have to text this guy back that I met online. He's, like, so great. We're meeting up for coffee. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
And then you meet in person. It's like, no. And I just wasted, like, 72 hours, like, frantically trying to do bits with you. Like, mm-hmm. No.
Yeah.
So I do think there's something to, like you said, finding out quickly, 3 to 5 days, normal, not boring, kind of interesting, great.
Yeah.
But not putting in too much pressure on the situation and knowing that the real test is skin to skin contact. And that I mean either a half hug.
Yes.
I want true romance.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
My next in and out, in making out. And when I say making out, I really think that like making out is like a lost art. And I'll speak for myself. I love kissing and I feel like I don't know if it's a mix of like people pleasing or like just being excited. Like I always was just like, let's get to sex, like immediately. Mm-hmm. and like was always frantically getting to like have sex like so soon. Or like I remember telling one guy like, I'm so glad we waited. And he's like, I've known you for like 48 hours. And I'm like a virgin. I'm like, so glad we waited till I knew your last name. And I just think that like the things I remember aren't like the first time I like had sex with someone. They're always like the first time I kissed someone and like how exciting that felt. And I just want to like lean into that excitement and sort of like not put so much pressure on a situation to like have sex immediately. And my out is having sex. I just like think that like I put so much pressure on having sex. And I just feel like one of the reasons I'm have always been like, oh my God, I don't want to like meet someone. I'm not ready. Is because like I always think like, because I don't want to like get naked in front of someone immediately. And it's like, why is that my fear? Why am I already jumping to like getting naked in front of someone? What if I just took sex out of the equation for a little bit and like was just like, I'm meeting someone to see if we like each other and then maybe like eventually we'll kiss. Why does it have to be like, and then quickly we are going to have sex? Like I don't have to have sex with anyone. Like, I don't know. I that sounds extreme and I'm not trying to be extreme. I guess what I'm saying is that I used to be really extreme and like guys have described me that way. And I just want
Carolina, she's extreme.
Truly. Like,
you ever seen the X Games? You ever seen the X Games? That's Carolina Rose Barlow for you.
Have you ever seen Shaun White at the X Games? Yep. That's Carolina doing flippity floops on her snowboard. So I just need a little bit of less pressure on myself. And I'm not saying that sex is illegal now or that, you know, dancing is outlawed in this little town. I'm just trying to say that I want to take the pressure off myself because it makes dating all that more intimidating.
Okay. Well, you're kind of changing my order in a good way because I have one related to that, too. My in is communication and out is spontaneity.
Ooh, I love this.
This is what I'm going to say. When I was in my early 20s, you know, tell me we're leaving on a trip. This actually happened to me. I mean, I am grateful to have dated some rich men in my early 20s. It's like an experience that I think girls should find if they can. But I did have the experience of like, okay, I booked us a hotel tonight. We're going. Get in the car, we're going. And it's like in my early 20s, great. Like, yeah, I would love that. But now, you know, or just like in my early 20s, showing up to a party, oh my God, like, am I going to make out with this? Like, that was really fun. But at this age, I feel like that's like stressful. And I don't need that. So like, I went on a few dates with this person and we both, like, this was a while ago. It didn't actually work out. We're better as friends, whatever, long story. But we went on a few dates. And after, like, the third date, we had a conversation where we both were like, I'm really nervous that I, like, that we should kiss. Like, we haven't kissed yet. It's going to have to happen. Like, we're both nervous. And we talked about it in a way that was, like, so fun and, like, still flirty and cute, but, like, safe feeling where we were like, all right, let's decide. We're going to kiss tonight. It's going to happen. So, like, we just are going to do it and it's fine. And that was fun. I do not like kissing in the street. For me, it's uncomfortable when it's a first date. If we're like fully dating, who cares? Then I love like a public thing. I love making out in public at a birthday party or whatever the fuck. But if it's like a first date, for some reason, it's like, I feel awkward. I feel like people are looking and I don't like that. And I prefer like a makeout to happen in private. So it's like, but at the same time, like you said, I don't want to be like taking strangers home to make out my apartment. So I feel like in for me is communicating and like getting to know someone and then feeling safe and talking about like, now are we going to have our first kiss? Do we both feel into it? Let's do it. As opposed to like, let's force this like spontaneous thing that makes us both uncomfortable. So in, communication, out, spontaneity.
I love this. And it really speaks to my PTSD. Because I have been so scared of looking uncool, but at the same time, I just need to be vulnerable kind of quickly because of like just trauma shit. Like, I have so much baggage in terms of like, I don't really want to drive far. I have covered in scars, which I'm sure our listeners are sick of hearing. And my therapist was like, you're just going to have to be vulnerable faster than other people. But that's like the key to intimacy. So if we're scared of being vulnerable, it's fine. We don't have to tell everyone like our family history when we first meet them. But at the same time, like you said, like we can communicate and be vulnerable because that's what we're looking for, is someone to be vulnerable with. And if they can't handle that, then they're the wrong person anyway.
And let's be real about it. As a conversation I had with some friends recently, like sexual tension is awkward. Like, let's be real about that. It's not like in the movies. It's not like, oh my God, like this. It's not like, you know, it's hot to watch movies and TV shows where it's like, will they, won't they? But in real life, you're like, oh my God, this is so awkward. Like our feet touched under the table. Like it's like a spark, but it's like scary and awkward and like weird. And you're like, what's going to happen? So let's be real about that. And be real for me personally that like I have much better sexual experiences when I get to know someone and can like ask for what I want and be like, yeah, this is actually messy and weird and scary. And like fucking acknowledge that, like, so that it's like, yeah, if it's interesting, like there's, I feel like there was so much pressure too, like when you're younger and you're like, oh my God, or as a woman at least, or in my personal experience, it's like, oh my God, like I don't know if I'm gonna have an orgasm, like, oh my God, what if I don't? It's like, who cares? Like, just be like, yeah, I don't think I'm gonna come tonight, great, like, you know what I mean? It's just being human and accepting that. Also, like, I feel like that takes, like you said, like the pressure away from the other person too. It's like, hey, let's be honest about how we're actually feeling about our bodies and ourselves. As lame as that sounds, that will lead to, I think, much better, hotter sex.
I completely agree. And I think that's something that we are forgetting about, is how weird sex is. Sex is so weird.
It's extremely weird.
Like, yes, it's awkward. And for someone who's sober for it, it's even weirder. It's so strange. And that doesn't mean that it's not like enjoyable and wonderful and sometimes like really beautiful. But sex with a new person is like, it's just really, like you said, it's awkward. It's not like there yet. I know married couples who, for the first time they had sex, described it as awkward. Like,
yeah,
because you don't know this person's body and you're feeling very self-conscious, or at least I'll speak for myself. I am.
Yeah.
Maybe you're like Wonder Woman and super confident. But I really believe that being vulnerable and communicating will give you a sign of if the person, like you said, like if the person you're with is capable of doing that too, then that's a really good indicator. If you don't feel safe, or you feel like you have to like exhibit some coolness when you're not feeling that way, then like that's, to me, a symptom of this might not be a safe place for me.
Totally.
And I don't mean that in like a dangerous way. I mean that in a way of like, this might not be a safe place to park my feelings if I feel like I have to act cooler than I feel.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a risky one. And I say risky because I don't know how you're going to react to it.
Okay.
Okay. In, working out together. Out, photo booth pictures together. I want to talk about this for a second. In, working out together. I really like working out with a person. I just think it's fun. I haven't had like a man in the past do it with me because I've always been self-conscious that like I sweat, but I, at the same time, after a workout, I've never felt more beautiful or sexy. So I'm like, why can't I just find someone to do this with? That would be so nice, to go on dates where we like, you know, feel like we're bettering ourselves or like building a good habit. I just think like, why not? And I don't like working out alone. I find it like exciting and fun to do it with someone. And so like, that's something that I'm definitely looking for in a partner, is someone to like be active with. Photo booth pictures. Why those are an out is because I think they are literally the braggiest thing of all time. I think people posting photo booth pictures with their partner is like a rite of passage now. I've done it. I'm so sick of it. I hate it. I hate seeing it. And yeah, maybe that's a little bit, you know what? And if you're someone who posts that, I'm bitter because I want to be with someone. So maybe a lot of this is bitterness, but I'm done. I think they're done. I think we've seen it all. We've seen the laughing. We've seen the goofy faces. We've seen the kissing. No one's being creative. No one's getting buck naked like I would. And like, actually like make something that like is cool and exciting to see. It's all the same.
Okay, I just have to say, you're genuinely saying you would get buck naked in a photo booth picture and post it on Instagram?
I have done exactly that.
When?
Like, literally 10 years ago.
Okay, so like, come on.
No, not come on.
I mean, I don't know.
Poor Yoni Shrira, for Valentine's Day, I got him a framed picture of a photo booth where I'm taking my top off.
Oh, and but then, that's different. Like, I meant like you're talking about posting on Instagram, I feel
yeah,
like.
And I did.
Oh,
and
okay.
Then I, after I gave it to him, we broke up and I got it back. And my friend was like, you really shouldn't do that. And I was like, it's a naked picture of me.
Wait, so how did you post it then?
I took a picture of it with my iPhone.
But of you naked?
Oh, no, you it was like me clearly taking my shirt off, but it was like above.
Okay, so now we're getting to the truth.
You could tell I was naked. It was still risque with a Q-U-E. Okay.
Well, I think that's cute, but this is the thing, like if I saw that, I don't remember seeing that, but like if I saw your photo booth picture, I'd be like, I love that. I think it's a thing of personal preference. Personally, I love photo booth pictures. I think they're really cute. I actually saw someone who proposed in a photo booth recently.
Okay, that's cute.
And it's like, I like that. So personally, I like that.
Okay, that's cute. I agree with that. That's cute. But I guess it's like what I'm aiming for.
So it's not, so it's in or it's out?
It's out.
Okay. And I don't personally like to work out with someone, but that's fine if you like that. But that actually ties into my in and out of, I think in is self-care and recognizing that the bare minimum is the bare minimum. So
wow,
it's funny. I was just talking to a friend about a first date I went on, and I was like, and he like works out every morning. Like he takes care of himself. Meanwhile, I don't do that. So I guess like I am a hypocrite, but I just think self-care, like when a man, especially since it's so rare for men, when a man like not only says like, oh, I like working out. I like working out because it helps me focus. Like for a man to even know why he likes something, it's like I dated this guy that said he liked that book like Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow or whatever it's called. And I was like, oh, do you like that? And he's like, yeah, I'm really enjoying it. I was like, oh, what do you like about it? And he's like, I don't know. Like as if I was like attacking him. He's like, I don't know. I mean, I just like it. Like, I don't know.
That is so funny.
And it's like,
chill out.
Yeah, it's like they don't even think, they're not present in their own being and body enough to even say like why I enjoy orange juice. So when a man can say like, I like this for this reason, I like taking walks so I can like think about things, like that's in for me. But I also have to recognize it as the bare minimum, because it's the same thing as like this date I was talking about. I was like, oh, and he like stood up when I walked into the coffee shop and like pulled out my chair. That's the bare minimum. Yet I rarely ever encounter that. Like, the thought to be like, oh, do you want to sit at the booth or the chair? Like the bare minimum of thoughtfulness, recognizing that is in, and also the thoughtfulness and self-care is in. And then out, casual carelessness. If I don't care if you think you look cool, I don't care if you skateboard without a helmet, like that's not for me. That's out. I'm not careless with myself or my life. So it's out for me to be with anyone who's careless enough with themselves or their life that they're like binge drinking, skateboarding without a helmet, or not sleeping and not caring that they're not sleeping, like just all that stuff. Just get out.
I know. I swiped left on a guy recently who just was smoking. And I was just like, I'm over smoking. I can't date a smoker. I'm
over. Like,
I don't judge you for smoking. I did it for 10 years. I loved it. But I just am looking for someone who has the same goals as me to like eventually start a family. And like, I'm sorry, but you posting a picture with yourself and a beer and a cigarette doesn't say that to me.
Yes. Like that is exactly what I'm talking about too. Like, I know I can like picture, you say posting a picture with a beer and a cigarette, I can picture so many profiles, and it's like they have like, they're literally wearing like a mullet and like a cowboy hat and like think it's like you've never been on a ranch. You know what I mean? It's like, it's one thing for
you've
the fucking,
never been on a ranch. You've never been on a horse.
The horse whisperer or like the, like whatever, Robert Redford, like whoever, not Robert Redford himself, whoever he was playing, was that him in the Horse Whisperer, by the way? I think so.
Yes.
Whoever he was representing, like those people, if you're from Montana, if you've been on a ranch and you're smoking a cigarette and a beer with a mullet and a hat, great. If you live in Greenpoint and you work in coding and you have a mullet and a hat and you're smoking and drinking a Modelo, you are not cool to me. I don't like that. That's out for me.
That's out.
So that goes into another in and out, not to cut in front of you, but to me, in is earnestness.
And love.
Like, literally wear a fucking graphic t-shirt from Target if that's earnestly what you like. And it says pumpkin spice and everything nice. If that's earnestly what you love, I love that. I love that. Wear that. And out is...
I love the idea of going on a date with someone who is wearing that. I would Great. Love it.
And I would
probably be like, I'm in love with you, because that's the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Right. Like, that's amazing. That's actually amazing. Earnestness. And then out is just this fucking cool. And that's why I also say, for me, when earnestness is in, then field, F-E-E-L-D, is out. And I have like represented for field in the beginning. I was like, this is where you will find men who are open to talking about sexuality. No, this is where you will find men who think they're cool because they put like words that they don't even mean what they are. Find a man on field and message him asking, what does GGG mean? What do you mean you're a dom-leaning switch? Ask them what that means and see if they can actually respond. They just think that they sound cool and they don't. And they don't. And they think like, yeah, I'm on field. Oh, sorry. Like, I'm on field. Like, I'm a little bit more explore. They're the same types as like these hippies that drive me crazy in documentaries about the 60s, where I'm like, you're just a white dude from the suburbs. Like, you don't know anything about peace and love. Like, you just have long hair. It's like the same thing. Like, get out.
You're out.
Get out.
You're out.
Field is the Woodstock of our time. And some people are going to listen to that and think like, oh, so Field is cool. No, Woodstock wasn't cool. Field isn't cool. Get out.
It's out. I want you.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I got to change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
Get in zone.
What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
Get in zone.
And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
I really would like to add an asterisk and add that men dressing in cosplay as ranchers are out as well.
Yeah, they're just out.
Because
goodbye.
I really appreciate that. I think that's not even niche. I think that's something that's widespread in this nation at this point, and I do believe it's out.
Yes.
My in, gaining weight for men. My out, losing weight for men. And I'll explain this. As someone said recently to me, which I loved so much, I dare you not to fuck me because I've gained weight. I dare you to be such a loser that you think that because I have extra weight on my bones, I am no longer sexual. In fact, this makes me more sexual. I think that I've had so much shame about like weight gain in my like years on this planet. And recently I've just been like, fuck that. Are you kidding me? Like, I believe that if you're, I'm sorry, this is my opinion. If you're a real like man who's settled into himself, this does not come into your consciousness at all.
Agree 1000%.
And as Cheryl Strayed put it once on her podcast, she was like, my weight's vacillated like literally 100 pounds back and forth. And she's like, my husband could prefer me at a weight, but he would never tell me that. Because yeah. It doesn't matter to him. So it's like, you could prefer me when I'm skinny, but if I've gained weight, it's going to be a neutral topic for you. And that's what I think like I'm aiming for, is someone who loves me unconditionally, no matter what, fat, skinny, you know, whether I've like put effort into like wearing makeup or if I'm like just myself watching garbage Roni for like 5 hours straight, having eaten cookies for lunch. I just think that like I'm looking for unconditional love, and I'm fine with gaining weight because that is what I'm looking for. And losing weight for love makes me more insecure. Like if I'm on that track, I will be more insecure. I'll act more insecure. I'll act more like, because how can I be myself if I think that's what you're interested in?
Yeah. And I also off that think that attraction should be unconditional, even with or without love. Like, because for me, I read this book I've already talked about on the pod, The Tragedy of Heterosexuality by Jane Ward. It's amazing. Everyone should read it. And she talks about like how if she's attracted to someone, like she's attracted to their whole thing. Like there's not like one thing on their body or presentation that it's like, okay, now that you did that, like, never mind, I'm not turned on. And so thinking back on like all these men that I've dated that's said things like, I don't like, literally this guy that I dated said like, I don't like when you wear your hair like half up like that. I only like when you wear your hair down. Okay, well then something's wrong with you, that small thing makes you not attracted to me or turned off enough that it's like worth mentioning, because I'm so hot and stunning as a whole being. How could one small hair clip make a difference for you? Maybe you need to analyze that. Maybe you need to think about that. And I will be attracted to someone whether or not their hair is half up or half down. You know what I mean? Like, to me, it doesn't work like that, because I'm able to see people as a whole human being.
My college boyfriend on our first date told me to grow my hair longer. On my first date with my college boyfriend, he told me to grow my hair longer. I'll leave it at that.
Something was wrong.
And I'll say that that took me years to recover from. And that sounds crazy, but it's like someone presented conditions for what they found attractive. And that set up a very toxic dynamic, I'll say.
Yeah, I know. No, I noticed myself like pretty recently being like, I can't put my hair half up. Yes, I can. I like the way it looks. But it's all this like thing of, yeah, like, and that's how we're conditioned too. Like, I remember being in high school thinking that way. It's like, I have to have my hair in my face. That's what looks good. That's what, whatever. And so it's not our fault that we start to think that way about ourselves and that like damages us. And it's not their fault. I just think it's like some of these, I've only experienced it in men. So I'll say some of these men need to like analyze why they're so affected by a hair clip or like a bit extra makeup, or it's like, something's going on with you that you're only attracted to such a specific thing. Okay. And maybe you should talk to someone about that. Now, let me say, in for me is running it by the group chat. So I feel like there's so many feelings and hormones and nervousness and stress and cortisol and whatever and all that stuff involved in a first date. There's so much societal conditioning. It's like, oh, I know what my out is. There's so much societal conditioning that like it kind of can happen in a blur, and you come away sometimes either being like, oh my God, that was amazing, and not noticing the flaws, or oh my God, that wasn't good, and not noticing that there could have been potential. So I have recently started, I've found a group chat with people's opinions that I feel safe and comfortable with. And, or even if you can just
Got
find
it.
One,
mm-hmm.
one,
Okay. No. Well, I haven't heard of said chat, but I can imagine that it must be really fun to be a part of.
Well, also, even if you just find one person, too, it's like, just say, I just had a... And it's like helpful, I think, too, if it's with some single people or some people who are married or whatever. But anyway, like, say, I said this date was good and my friend asked me what was good about it. And that made me stop and think that I did notice things that maybe we were both nervous. Like, it wasn't like perfect. Everything's perfect. Now we're getting married. It was like, this was good about it. That helps me realize in the future I should look for this. And then also I've had the experience of being like, that was bad. He said this one weird thing that was bad. Or like, he did this one. And it's like, well, like, I think some people do weird stuff on the first date because they're nervous because of all this stuff. So it helps to just pause, like, think about, okay, what was that? And is that really worth another date, another 2 hours of my time? Or is it not? And should I be jumping ahead to looking for our future shared home on Zillow or not? So in polling people, asking what they think about this experience. Out, blanket dating advice. It doesn't work. Every situation is different. Everyone, like, this goes back to the first time I lived with a boyfriend. We started dating and, like, literally 6 months later moved in, or 4 months, I think, moved in together. I asked someone about it. I was like, I know this sounds insane. I know this is crazy, whatever. And she was like, it's not. Like, everyone's situation is different. You live in New York, your leases are weird, whatever. I didn't end up staying with that person, but we dated for 3 years and we lived really well together. So, like, you never know what someone's situation is. When you say stuff like, you just got to put yourself out there more. Think about the person you're talking to. Some people that applies to, some people it doesn't. I think there's certain things that work, like, for everyone, which is, I don't know, like, yeah, like you said, like, it's good for everyone to, like, be vulnerable. But at the same time, when you say these blanket things of, like, well, if you want to, like, be married, then you need to start thinking like this. It's like, not everyone has to do that.
Yeah.
So in is group chatting about dates. Out is blanket solutions for dating.
I love that, especially the blanket solutions part. I just feel like I've used people's blanket solutions to beat myself up with. Like, I have to go on the apps. I have to be more active on the apps because that's how I'm going to meet someone. What if that's not how I'm going to meet someone? What if that is, like, something that's been, like, pushed on me because it's a very, like, convenient way to meet someone? But what if I can be resistant to them? And listen, I'm partaking in them more because I'm actually finding it more enjoyable with my, again, plug for Hinge. But I am going to, like you said, allow myself to have an individual experience and not to use people's advice as the only way to find love. So I appreciate that. It's not going to seem related to dating, but it, in fact, is the only way I'm going to date. My in is EMDR therapy. My out is talk therapy. So we've talked a lot about this on the pod recently. Both Devin and I are in EMDR. What I'll say is that I've gotten so much out of talk therapy my whole life. I've been in therapy on and off since I was 14 years old. I will say I'm ready to go deeper, and I'm ready. And therapy has been, with EMDR, harder because it's not just like, well, you should love yourself. And this is, you know, like the habits of someone loving themselves. It's more like, okay, so at what age did you determine you were unlovable? And let's go there and let's really feel like what that felt like. It's exhausting. I'm usually exhausted by the end of it, but it's actually helping me progress and really see, like, it's helping me become more brave. And that is what I'm going to need as I get into my next relationship and really ask for what I'm asking for, which I've never felt like I could. Like, it's truly brave to be like, I need a man who loves me no matter what, and I'm going to go out into the world and see if I can find that. That mm-hmm. is a brave thing to do. The easier thing to do is, like, I'm going to meet someone who can stand me and who I can stand. Mm-hmm. Like, and who maybe will, like, consider me sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it's brave to go for true love, and it's the most optimistic thing you can do. And I can only do that if I'm healing parts of myself that believe that that's not for me.
Mm-hmm.
I can only do that through EMDR therapy. I can't afford to do it weekly as I've been doing. So I've been trying to do it biweekly. But for anyone who feels like I have baggage, I'm too traumatized, I'm broken, quote unquote, like, I really highly recommend it. And for talk therapy, I recommend anyone in therapy. I recommend anyone who's just like digging into themselves. But I think like if you've been in therapy for years, like I had been, and you're just looking for, you know, my talk therapist was basically like, you need trauma therapy. Like, I cannot help you with this. Like, you need someone to go deeper and to really work on this stuff with. So that's what I'm doing. And I feel like I'm becoming braver, like I said. And when I'm really braver than I am now, I feel like I'll be ready to ask someone, like you said, for not just the bare minimum. Like, I'll be ready to believe myself worthy of a like real partner.
Yeah, like that's something that really, I mean, I also will say, I mean, I'm still doing talk therapy and I did EMDR. I'm not sure if I'm going to continue with it. I'm taking a break from it right now. But like, I will say I really focused on like really like you. It does, EMDR doesn't have to be for like a big traumatic. Like, that's what I always thought was like, oh, well, I don't have like a huge trauma thing to like talk about, so I would never do that. But I focused on these like little things. Like a memory where one of my exes said, like, we'll never get back together. Like, we're sitting on the couch. And it's like, I went into that. Or like a memory of like coming home and like crying on my couch because I was like embarrassed. It's like going into that small thing has really changed the way I think about myself and about like how I want to live and treat others and be treated. And something that, like you said, like being like brave enough to like ask for what you need, like that is such a core theme looking back. And I don't think of myself this way. Like, I never thought of myself as like the type of girlfriend who's always like submissive and like letting other people's things
right.
go. But looking back, the amount of moments that happened where I should have, because it's interesting because you talked about a story like recently where you like were leaving that party that I was at where your ex was like talking to this girl. I'm like pro that behavior moving forward. It's like my most recent relationship, thinking about a night where like we were supposed to hang out and then he like invited his friend back to his apartment with us to like hang out more. And then that friend invited more. And basically then I'm like suddenly at a guy's night on a night that we were supposed to like hang out. I am like looking back, I'm gonna be like, wait, why are you inviting this person back? You know what I mean? And like walk out of that situation. If they can't understand it, great. We are not on the same page. Instead of like spending the whole night simmering in anger and then going home and crying at like midnight, like waste of time and energy. It's like, I really feel like looking back, one of many core themes where it's like, I could have done something different because it's so much. On the one hand, it's like easier to blame yourself than to deal with like the complexity of like how much harm other people are capable of doing to you. On the other hand, it's easier to feel like, oh, well, I just dated an asshole, so like I don't really have to look at what I did. And I will say like one thing I can change is being okay with stuff that's blatantly not okay, that is as small as, oh, actually my friend's going to come over, or oh, actually my plans have changed, or actually, like one example I was thinking of is like one of my exes got upgraded to first class and didn't ask, oh, do you want to take the ticket? Just automatically was like, oh, so I'm going to be sitting in first class and you can be in coach.
Right.
Bare minimum things like that where it's like I actually did say something about that. But like I should have been like, dude, fuck you. Like, we're not together anymore. Literally in that situation, because it was like the millionth time where something like that happened where it's like, this is a very small thing. Like, oh, I didn't get you a birthday card this year. Okay, we need to talk.
You need to do EMDR. You need to go look deep within yourself to how you got here in this moment.
Yes, that's my mood moving forward.
I love this. I think like radical self-love is not radical when you're asking, like you said, for the bare minimum.
Yeah.
It's not radical to be like, you said that we were going to have a night to ourselves. Do not invite your friend. That's not radical. That's not me being intense, you know, nope. Which is like what we're so conditioned to avoid being.
Right. Like, it's like, wait, why couldn't you just be like the girl that chills with all the guys? Because I don't want to talk about the Beatles or football. I don't like that. So that's why I can't be one of the guys personally.
Well, it's also like, oh, you don't think I put my hours in? You don't think I clock in and out on this before? Like, this is the bare minimum of what I can ask for. So I really think that I'm ready to do that, because I think in the past I have thought, well, this is a great deal, you know, and I don't want to do that anymore.
Agree.
I'm really proud of our ins and outs.
Me too. I hope we, you know, stick to them. I really do.
I think they're beating New Year's resolutions, even though I have a bunch of those as well.
Yeah. Ins and outs, outs, New Year's resolutions.
New Year's resolutions. Except I am doing New Year's resolutions. And literally, if I stick to these New Year's resolutions, I am going to be a different person next year. But we'll see if that happens.
And it's okay if it doesn't.
And it's okay if it doesn't. I love you, Devin.
All right. Love you, Carol.
All I ever wanted was a little love. I want true romance. It's true. True romance. It's so romantic. Love me, baby. Don't.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring, and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.